Good morning and welcome to the highlight. Reel.
Good morning and welcome to the highlight reel. David Rostosky here, coming at you from the Seattle area, which is awesome. Miriam and I landed here on Bainbridge Island for her week stay. We're staying in an Airbnb. Everything works out perfectly, so perfectly. And today I ended up having a kind of a big breakthrough with Miriam, essentially recognizing that there are pieces of me that are really terrified to share the fullness of who I am and to share the fullness of, I mean, my life and all the intricacies of it, you know, like there are really big pieces of me that want to have everything polished and clean and perfect, not necessarily just in the production of all of the various aspects of this podcast or of all the things I put out. That's definitely there, right? But more so polished in my life, polished in all the aspects of who I am, what I stand for, and how well things go for me. I think because so much of the messages are around this huge, brilliant orchestration, to share the clunky pieces, to share the pieces that aren't perfectly smooth, is scary. And at the same time, I recognize how much that's doing a disservice. I recognize how the best thing I can possibly do is to be as honest and open and transparent as possible. And, you know, these are the things I say all the time. There's nothing really new here, especially when I get into these soul spaces. The messages, the way I talk about things are fairly consistent. But then, you know, I go into my day-to-day life and sometimes I'm not always as deeply calm and meditative and in this, you know, like perpetual state of bliss and perfection. And as much as I think it's easy for me to not necessarily directly try to portray that image, but to allow that image to kind of just be portrayed subtly, as easy as that is to kind of allow that to happen, I think I've sat with this before, you know, the idea of being a guru versus a human being who also happens to be a channel and is pulling through these ideas about reality that help give context to what this human experience is, but not being perfect and not being, yeah, different in any way. I think that's pretty consistent with the messages in and of itself, you know, that we're all the same, we're all the same thing. There's no separation between us and the great teachers and ascended masters of old. We're just all human beings that are here on this planet doing our thing, doing our best with the environment that we have. And there's also this massive etheric world that we can either plug into and use or not. So, yeah, that's kind of what's up over here in my internal world. I feel like lots of this is, you know, me doing check-ins. Here's my internal world. This kind of second piece of this is my life right now. Things, you know, financially are confusing at times and kind of like challenging. And you know, we have payments dropping in and things are dropping in. And on paper, if I were to completely extrapolate everything out to the dollar, we're fine. You know, there's nothing that's like, oh my goodness, we're going to die. But it can be scary to have just logistically to have payments coming in and to not have them now and to... Yeah, and to be moving across the country, like, oh my goodness. Like, I think there's this aspect of this image that I think, right, it's the same thing that I was just talking about, that there's this image that's really easy to portray of, you know, Miriam and I came across the country because we're following the energy, and that's 100% true. And underneath this deep soul truth, there's this, oh my goodness, we just flew across the country. We don't have an apartment yet. We have a car, which is further than my body thought we were going to get, which is further than my fears thought we were going to get. We have a car. We're here. We made it. We're in Seattle. We have a place to land for a week, which is amazing. And we want to find our place. We want to find our home. So all the fears kick up again. And I'm noticing just this perpetual fear cycle, like, oh my goodness, I'm going to die. Oh my goodness, I'm going to die. Oh my goodness, nothing's going to work out. life is impossible, and then literally everything works out totally fine. But I think the thing that I don't often talk about is this just perpetual fear cycle and like the what's here and what's like the day-to-day nitty-gritty of it. Like I'm terrified in so many ways. I'm absolutely terrified. This is a very logically unsound trip that we're taking, but very, very rooted in our soul truth. And that's what I'm choosing to follow these days. So, you know, as much as I want to portray the like, everything is fine and dandy and beautiful and wonderful, and it's all sunshines and rainbows over here. You know, it's scary. It's scary to take a leap, move across the country, to not be making a decision based on logic or even necessarily emotion. I think it's a very, very interesting time that I'm living in right now and that Miriam's living in. Very, very interesting leaps that we're taking. And I think pretty large pieces of me are terrified, and other pieces of me are entirely sound in my knowing. It's everything that I teach. It's everything that comes through me. Not only are we fine, but this is quite literally the fastest possible potentiality for us. Like, to follow the energy, to follow our soul's deepest truth, and to not make decisions on fleeting thoughts or fleeting emotions. To move with our soul's deepest truth, it's like nothing else. It's like nothing else. And then at the same time, you know, like there's the clunkiness of the day-to-day. There's the scary aspects of it. I mean, even right now, like, we got to Bainbridge Island and everything is good, you know, like we have a place, everything's good, but it's not like pristine and beautiful and wonderful and luxurious and like all the things that we necessarily were like envisioning or imagining, you know. Like, we got to this island and like our host is wonderful and so nice, but there's a lot of like frenetic energy in the house, and we can feel that. And there's a lot of anxiety in the house, and we can feel that. And it's confronting all the pieces of us that are anxious and that are frenetic. And to wake up in an environment that is a little bit more frenetic, that is a little bit more anxious, it's like it's bringing up all of our own fears and anxieties. And it's easy to wake up and jump straight into that energy because it's in the house. And that's not what I was imagining when I thought, oh, hey, we're going to move into Seattle. Everything's unfolding. It was more so, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's just more so the way things landed and what's here, you know. And I want to say that, oh, you know, we got to Seattle and everything went perfectly, and because everything is orchestrated perfectly, and that's true. But the connotation there is that, like, we landed and we came to this luxurious 5-star hotel and we're pampered, and then, like, from there we drove our brand new car to the, like, I don't know, to the mansion that we're staying at for the next month, and everything is landed, and our butlers took our suitcases up to, you know. There's this like image that at least I subconsciously have linked with things going well, in quotes, you know. And it's just not true. It's not an accurate representation of the human experience, and it's not an accurate representation of what's actually happening here. But what is perfect is that we got into this frenetic energy and we're staying at a place that cost us very little money to stay at, relatively. And she had posted it literally the day before. It's the first time she'd ever posted an Airbnb, and we got an incredible deal on it, on us staying in this room that was the perfect amount of money for us to spend, to where we can still have our meals and all of the things, and everything's taken care of, and we still have enough money to be able to live. You know, we didn't spend all of our money on an Airbnb, and we have this frenetic energy that is pressing into us, so we can feel the pieces of us that are scared, so we can feel the pieces of us that are frenetic, that want to go and plan and have everything all together and just relentlessly plan and work to make it all work, in quotes, you know. and not trust and not follow the energy, but to like power through and make it work, because that energy is in the house. It's there, it's present. So to be in this environment that on paper isn't ideal is actually more ideal than if we were to land into that quote unquote perfect environment, because that wouldn't have brought up our stuff. It wouldn't have brought up what's here and what's present for us to continue to become more of who we are. It's not perfect. Like the pristine, super abundant life in this moment wouldn't have actually been the thing that we needed. And, you know, there's this kind of piece in the back of my mind that's like, oh, like, I don't want to make up excuses to like not allow abundance into my life. And I think that's present and that's there, you know, and I'm actively looking at that. Like today, Miriam and I sat down and I realized that I wasn't fully embracing and embodying my sessions and like my packages and like who I actually am in business and what's actually here. Like there's a piece of me that wanted to shrink back from raising some of my prices and from being with what's actually asking to be my business. There's pieces of me that are just scared to be a channel at this caliber. There's pieces of me that are scared to be who I actually am right now in September of 2018. So I'm doing that work actively, and at the same time, what is most perfect and what is most here, when I really zoom out and I look at this soul truth, is to be in a little bit more of a frenetic energy to highlight the pieces of us that are a little bit more frenetic right now. And when I think about, see, this isn't just me being positive about things. And I think that's the distinction that I'm starting to recognize more and more, because it's easy to be positive about everything. It's easy to reframe everything and say, oh, this the situation that wasn't actually good is actually good, and here's how. But for me, it's starting to expand beyond that, just that. I'm beginning to recognize that the things that are happening here and now, as we're following this energy, as we're leaning in with our soul's deepest truth, because we took this leap and because we're saying yes to our souls every single day, you know, whatever that means. On this journey, the things that are showing up, they're not only things that we're framing positively, like, oh, this frenetic energy is just a little, you know, it's a little bit better than if we were to come in and land in like a 5-star hotel. It's actually true, actually fundamentally 100% true. I'm so thankful to have this reflection of these energies in me, because for me to genuinely embody this version of me that is deeply rooted and grounded and solid in not only my existential belief, meaning like my idea of what reality is, but also just this this very taboo idea and stance and worldview that not only does channeling exist, but I am in contact with a being that I bring through, that I share with other people, that I bring through for others. And this is what I do for a living. And this is my life. And I'm an entrepreneur and location independent. And we just moved to Seattle because our intuition called us here. For me to really land in that and own that, it can't coexist with these really, really frenetic energies that are also in me. It can't coexist with this piece of my beingness. And so I can come here and have an easy breezy time. Or we could land here and be confronted with all of the things that are our evolutionary edge for us to become the versions of ourselves that are needed to fulfill essentially the mission that we came here to do. That we came here to be the people we came to Seattle to be. Because I know without a shadow of a doubt that I didn't come to Seattle to be the David Rostosky that is in doubt of whether or not channeling is real, right? Like the 2015, my channel just opened version of me. That's not like the 2016, whatever, right? When my channel first opened, that version of me that is deeply in doubt, skepticism is teeter-tottering between atheism and this vast new existential belief that I'm pulling through as a channel. That version of me isn't capable of being here in Seattle, creating the community that we're here to create, being with the people that we're here to be with, and helping the people that I'm here to help. And the thing that is in between me and being that version of me, the deepest, truest version of me that I came here to be, that is in community, that is deeply grounded, that is like the king of context, that's here with my beloved to build community, to share our existential just relief, and to bring through the soul messages of the people around us, and to have all of these beautiful synchronistic divine appointments, and to build a community around the second paradigm and deep truth. What is the fastest path forward is this. Even though it's not perfect, even though it's not ideal, it's literally the fastest path forward. And I think that's what I forget most often when I'm in this. You know, in some ways, this is me talking about it. In other ways, this is me reminding myself that this is the truth, because I can feel it, and it's so deeply resonant, especially when I'm, you know, about to drop in. Burgale's already starting, like, his energy is starting to come in, and I'm starting to feel what's here in this divine appointment. I'm starting to feel what is coming through from this channeling. And, like, that's it. Like, there's this perfection in everything. And it's not about things going the way that I wanted them to go. And it's not about things just being super abundant. It's not about things being abundant in the way that we as human beings tend to think about abundance. Like, there is an abundance of the energetic that Miriam and I need to see the most within ourselves to become who we're truly becoming in the house that we're staying in, directly around us, in our faces. Our next step is literally quite literally in our faces every single day while we're here landing. And we're landed for a week, and we have fast Wi-Fi. We're able to do all the things we need to do. And we're on this island, and we're getting to explore the west side of the Puget Sound where we're not going to be living. We know that. So there's so much perfection in our life right now, and I'm also recognizing that I can share this, and I can share these ideas, and I can also share deeper layers of my own truth moment by moment. And I think that's something that Miriam and I are actively kind of leaning into and exploring. Like, what does it look like to document our journey? What does it look like to bring forward as real of a depiction of the spiritual journey as possible? And to do that in, I guess, a vlog form, in a continual vlog. So that's something that Miriam and I are exploring right now. So for those of you who love following our journey, which I know there are some of you out there that are just religiously following this, we got a wonderful message from our friend Suma, who, Suma, I imagine you're listening to this. Thank you for listening to this. Thank you for being here. Suma's a wonderful, wonderful woman that we met in Boston. She's from India. And I know that the most helpful thing that I can do, and that Miriam can do, and that we can do as a unit, is to teach and to continue to do this, continue to bring through Burgale, but to also share our own journey as real and open and honest as possible. And that's something that I'm actively exploring right now, because I'm recognizing there's pieces of me that are terrified to do that. So that's what's here. That's kind of my update. And I am, it's funny. This is so funny, because this is exactly what I talked about last week. It's so funny. When I get into these soul spaces, it's so consistent, but throughout the week, I haven't been thinking about this, and I haven't been in this level of awareness that this is what's here, is to create the vlog and to document this journey. Man, it's so funny. I swear the people around me who actively listen to all of the podcasts and actively watch like everything I put out and Miriam I put out are integrating my messages for me faster than I'm integrating my messages for me. I swear there are plenty of you that know my next steps because they've come out of my mouth or come through Burgale about me. And I'm like, I'll be figuring them out in the next couple of weeks. It's just stuff like that's always happening. It's so funny. So humbling. So, so, so humbling. Anyway, I'm going to bring through Burgale, and we're going to dive in. The next voice you hear will be Big B's, and we'll bring through a little bit of a message, and then that'll be it for today's highlight reel. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you on the other side.
Oh.
All right. Hello. It is a pleasure, as always, to be here, to be exploring David's life, and to be able to use lots of what's coming through as a metaphor for the reality itself. So what is here and what's present is this idea of being radically open and honest and truthful. And this is an idea that many individuals are struggling with in many ways around business, specifically with entrepreneurs. But even within a workplace environment, this holds absolutely true. So what we would like to be able to pull apart today is an idea that Miriam would be extremely happy to hear us talking about, because this is an energetic and a message that she has been embodying for many, many years now. She is all about truth, relentlessly so. And this is something that David has moved through many, many stages of. From beginning in a very, very strict religious environment, where essentially he could not fully be himself, out of a fear and really a possibility of losing the community around him within a very strict religious environment, right? Living a double life out of a necessity, or at the very least a perceived necessity, and coming out into a world where his current mission, his current, we could call it a to-do, a soul to-do, is to be able to share his journey as real and vulnerably as possible, not just to the individuals around him, but publicly online. The extremes of truth and hiding versus revealing, the extremes of varying levels of transparency, are something that David's extremely familiar with. But within this, there's a vast array of experience that we're able to pull from to be able to speak through David's experience about really what's here and what's present on earth, about this value of transparency. And this is something that's quickly moving up within your collective. It's the only reason we really bring it up right now. And really, it's the only reason why David's feeling it so fully right now, is because this is a collective trend, because he's in a way catching this collective trend slightly before and while it happens. Transparency is becoming more and more of a collective value. Now, one way that you can tell that this is so is because over and over and over again, privacy is a concern, is something that is coming up in the collective to be discussed. And over and over and over again, it is something that is being dropped. It is something that is being not prioritized over a greater level of transparency, over a greater level of knowledge and technological development. Privacy as a value is something that has been brought up time and time again and has not been prioritized over the forward movement of your civilization and over transparency. Individuals and companies are beginning to recognize that as the technological movement continues to move, that privacy is becoming a thing of the past. And many individuals are pushing back against this, but at the end of the day, you collectively are deciding that privacy does not matter as much as technological development. Privacy does not matter as much as deeply knowing and understanding the world around you. It's more important to have insight about the businesses and companies that you are possibly going to be spending your money with than it is to have privacy even in your own life, because you recognize that for you to have a level of transparency in the entirety of the world around you, it also requires a level of transparency from you and from your businesses. So while it may seem like it is actually better to keep privacy, while it may seem like it is better to be able to, in a way, manipulate the image of you personally, as a collective, you are valuing more and more transparency. And so you continue to move there. Now, as this is happening, many ideas are going to have to begin to pop. Now, in a world that hadn't fully valued transparency, that more so valued things like tradition. It made sense to withhold some aspects of your being and to highlight aspects of your being that were more so traditional, that fell in line with what the world around you expected. This was how you moved forward. This was how you propelled forward. But in a world that is now propelled forward by information, that's propelled forward by good ideas, that's propelled forward by, we could say, transparency and collective development, it doesn't make as much sense to hide who you actually are. Not only will the world eventually find out who you are, right? There is a massive corruption eruption happening in your collective where even what you could see as small things are bubbling up to the surface, where an individual who's about to be elected into the Supreme Court is facing charges for a sexual assault that happened when he was in high school over 35 years ago. When things like this are coming out that individuals are really perceiving as not all that important, you can begin to notice the trends that are happening in your collective. You can begin to see and trace and at least hold loosely in your awareness that you as a collective are valuing transparency more than anything else. For you within this collective to ride that wave and to be on the forefront of that wave, for you to be a leader of this collective and to be able to watch the trends and build business based on the upcoming trends of what's happening, to build sustainable business, to allow the trends of your collective energetically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to be able to inform what it is that you're doing in this world, to be on the cutting edge of business itself, to be on the cutting edge of even your own relational technologies. It can be extremely important to begin to look at how transparent you are being with the individuals around you and how much that is then transferring into the workplace. These are two fairly distinct barriers that tend to be correlated but are often very separate. A very, very common thing is for individuals to have a very specific set of individuals within their inner circle that knows who they truly are. And outside of that, the acquaintances, clients, and everything else have a very different, very fixed image of who they actually are. That's very, very, very common. Outside of more entrepreneurial terms, there's an inner circle of friends who know who you are or know who a person is. And then outside of that, there's the work environment, and everyone at work doesn't exactly know what's happening in the personal life, doesn't know about the relationships as deeply, doesn't know about the internal struggles or about other various aspects of life or of the internal identity. For many individuals, there's a very distinct internal world and external world that has a very different identity. Now, in a world that is trending towards transparency, very obviously, and in the long, long term is trending towards a deep anchoring of one's soul, a deep self-actualization and soul actualization into a anchored being, deeply anchored with the soul's truest essence and deeply connected through the oversoul into the totality of God consciousness, pulling through information on demand for what is of the highest for oneself and the environment around them. Knowing that transparency and a deep anchoring of the truest soul essence into the physicality, into all aspects of life, which we could also see as transparency, is the future for what humanity is becoming and ultimately what you are becoming. Wouldn't it make sense to begin planning for that? To begin adjusting for these collective tides that are shifting? If you know that your internal world is going to become public next week, how panicked would you be if you knew that exactly 1 week from now, your entire internal world would become very open and external, able to be seen by anyone in your network, any, able to be seen by anyone that you work with, any clients, any bosses? If you knew the entirety of your internal world were to be on blast, how much panic would arise in your system? That level of panic is directly linked with how transparent you currently are in your life right now. If there's no panic whatsoever that your clients know your deepest truths, or your boss knows your deepest truths, or your friends and acquaintances and entire Facebook network knows your deepest truths, then you could consider yourself to be a very transparent person, or what we could say, you have been valuing transparency more highly than some other aspects of life, like perhaps identity preservation or image preservation, reputation preservation, painting a certain image so that others will act a certain way or treat you a certain way. Now, within this, we'd love to be able to break some assumptions. There is a very, very clear assumption that's being made on planet Earth at this time that the more polished you are on the exterior, the more perfect you are on the outside, the more individuals who want to work with you, the more individuals who want to befriend you, the more individuals will like you, the more individuals who want to pay you, the more likely you are to get a raise or to call in more business. While in some businesses and in some business structures, this is true, in the long term, and in a more broad sense, the exact opposite is true. Here's why. The individuals that are the most honest are setting themselves up for long-term success. The individuals that are the most honest about all aspects of their being, that are putting themselves out there, at the very least, are documenting the entirety of their journey so that individuals can see their rags to riches story, not as a fictitious dramatization of their life or a caricature of their life, but as a genuine reality, because individuals actually watch the entirety of the journey. Now, from a more extreme or a more obvious standpoint, the more that an individual is able to share about themselves, the more that the world is able to know about them. And the more that the world is able to know about them, the more that the world is able to relate to them. And the more that the world is able to relate to them, the more genuine connection is built. Now, if you look at any business structure, if you look at a workplace environment with employees, with managers, with bosses, superiors, and individuals who are receiving delegated tasks, whatever the organizational structure may be, or just even an entrepreneur relationship with clients or with other individuals who are buying their products or services, if you look at the dynamics between all of the parties involved, you can look at this as metrics. You can look at this as this particular KPI was met because of this conversion rate, because of this copy, because of this thing, because of this, because of this. But at the end of the day, outside of the metrics of a list, outside of the metrics of abstracting people, abstracting relationships, abstracting transactions, outside of the numbers, the numerical representations of reality, outside of the abstractions, what's actually true and actually there is connection. Now, it seemed obvious when we were moving from the idea of the more that an individual can relate to you, the more that an individual can feel who you truly are and know about you, the more connected that they feel to you. But then when you pair that with all business transactions, all business relationships are connection-based, then it becomes obvious that the more that you truly are yourself, the more free that you are in your expression and in your transparency, the more that individuals are able to know who you are, the more that relationships can be built, including business relationships. Now, here is where the idea of an image comes into play. If you are building an image currently, which in many ways, well, almost everyone is, depending on how extreme we take it, right? Where we draw the line. So we'll say it this way. The piece of you that is creating an image right now to the exterior world for how you would like to be perceived is attempting to build relationships with other individuals without genuine connection. Is attempting to hold an idea up for who you are and to allow individuals to build a connection with that idea, not with who you genuinely are. Now, from the perspective of what is genuinely working within businesses, genuine connections being built with genuinely who you truly are, to build relationships with an idea isn't actually building relationships at all. It's just simply building a relationship with an idea. This is where you see many brands, many individuals who are embodying caricatures of themselves or who are embodying certain personalities rise and fall very quickly, because ideas can be built relationships with for a very short period of time. You can build a relationship with an idea for, let's say, a few months. And you may really, really love this idea. You may really, really love that one guy who put out that one video about that one thing. But if that idea doesn't shift and isn't dynamic and isn't a real human being with ups and downs and struggles and triumphs and challenges, then it becomes extremely obvious to all the individuals around that idea that it's an idea, not a genuine person, that it is an identity, not a genuine person. And where there is an idea, not a genuine person, there is no actual relationship. So from this perspective, building an identity to put out into the world, saying, I am this absolutely, and not embodying who you truly are, is not building relationships at all. And in the long term, it's building nothing. This is why becoming who you truly are, understanding who you truly are, and embodying who you truly are as fully as possible and bringing that out into the world, unfiltered, uncensored, unsystematized, is actually the absolute best thing you can do to continue to move forward in your path, to continue to move forward into all of the clients, business relationships, everything that you could possibly be looking for, and everything that is ultimately for your highest is on the other side of you embodying you. Because then all the individuals who are looking for you can find you. And when you do build relationships, you are building relationships, not the idea that you're putting forth. And that is where life begins to take hold. That is where you root into this interconnected web of human beings. That is where you become a part of this world. That is where you plug in to what's here, to what's present, not only for yourself, not just getting your desires and needs met, not just making more money by pretending to be something that you're not, but by genuinely bringing yourself forward into the world, which is always a vulnerable and scary thing. and making genuine connections with other individuals who are doing the same, and coming together to create genuinely real connections and genuinely real ideas, businesses, fulfilling divine appointments. All of this comes from questioning this idea that if you bring forth your truest essence, that your business, that your life will fall apart because people will see that you're real, because people will see that that image isn't real. But when you look around you at the reality that's here, when you look at all the successes that are out there, all the short-term successes are built, fabricated identities, and all the long-term, sustainable successes are genuine human beings who are documenting their journey, who are showcasing their genuine artistic or vocal or cognitive abilities openly, honestly, truly, transparently. And with this recognition comes permission to take perhaps the scariest leap forward possible, to be yourself publicly. Because this idea of what if your internal world were to become your external world in a week's time doesn't actually have to be a terrifying thing. In fact, it could be your next step. It could be what's genuinely here and present. It could be the thing that propels you forward faster than anything else possibly could. It could be your next soul to do. And if it is, if it's here and it's present and this is resonating on a deep level, then we humbly challenge you to begin breaking down that external identity, dismantling the abstraction of who you are, and slowly bringing forth the aspects of yourself that you are most afraid to share. And doing this not only with the individuals around you, not only with your inner circle, but with the world, with the individuals who you wish least to know these things about you. Challenge all of your inner freakouts. Challenge these pieces of you that are terrified that if you bring yourself out, you won't be loved, you won't make money, you won't be taken care of. Challenge those ideas and come to the truths of reality that this collective is trending towards transparency, is trending towards openness, is trending towards greater collective collaboration and synergy. And that in order to do that, genuine connections have to be made. And in order for genuine connections to be made, a genuine representation of you and of your genuine internal world and ultimately your soul are highly, highly involved in that entire process. So thank you for allowing us to challenge some of these ideas. Thank you for allowing us to play in this space. This is very, very relevant and here and up for David right now as well. So thank you for walking this path. Thank you for exploring these topics. Thank you for tuning into this podcast as it is aligned and as you are drawn to these episodes. Thank you for continuing to walk forward in your path every single day, whether or not you know it. And again, thank you for your time, for your awareness, for your presence here. We will speak to you at a later time. Farewell for now. Man. First off, sorry for some of the cars that were rolling by during that recording. I am literally pulled over on the side of the road because our Airbnb host has a dog that was barking every, like, I don't know, every like 5 to 10 minutes, and I didn't want to have barks in the recording. But yeah, wow. I'm feeling things shift. Like I'm feeling the gears clicking in. The way that that was articulated, the way that those ideas all fell into place, it's like the sequencing of that information was vitally important. Like I don't think I heard anything that blew me away in that moment, you know, like as it was coming through, as I was like kind of listening and sitting with this, there's nothing that I was like, oh my goodness, being real creates connection. Like, oh, like I don't think any of those things were mind blowing for me, but the way that that was sequenced was mind blowing for me. That was then linked to business, and that we're appreciating more transparent businesses, and we're appreciating more transparency in our business transactions. And we look at Google reviews before we stay at a hotel, or we look at Google reviews before we buy a product, and we look at Amazon reviews before we buy literally anything we're buying online. We're appreciating transparency more and more as a collective, and we're almost demanding it. So of course privacy isn't being prioritized, of course, because we're all valuing transparency so heavily. And to recognize that that's what's coming, it's almost this inevitable, hey, all of our stuff, all of whether or not we're integrity, whether or not we're ourselves, whether or not we've been genuine about our journey, like all of this is coming out because we're valuing this so much more heavily. So why not be ahead of that curve? Why not lead the transparency movement? And in a way, reap the rewards of the refreshing, oh my goodness, from everyone who's wanting to purchase our products and services, everyone who's wanting to find us, everyone who's connecting with us. Why not be that refreshing oasis of transparency and ride the rewards of that? Why not be what this world is becoming? And I think the presentation of all of these ideas together for me were just really put things in a different light. And I hope, as always, that this was valuable to you this week. And I hope that your gears are turning too, because although there was nothing super new there, the sequencing of that just is rocking my world in a very unique way. Oh man, I've been like coughing all day. Not sick at all. My throat isn't scratchy. It's like straight up like this energetic purge of like, I mean, right, my throat's opening. Like I'm like learning to like speak more fully, and the things that I would normally hold back, I'm like, oh my goodness. It's like, it's all wanting to come out. And I shot an hour long video today with Miriam of like us deep in like a conversation. It was weird that we even recorded it, but it was just like so transparent and so raw. And that's during that conversation, I like realized like, oh my goodness, like this is the vlog. This is what we're doing. Like we're here to be transparent and open and honest about this entire journey. And that includes the profound moments where Burgo comes through, but that also includes like just all of it, the challenges, the frenetic energy, like the, so like all of it, my doubts, my hopes, my dreams, my letdowns, like how real can I get? So that's kind of my challenge to myself this week. And it's funny because I definitely still do have some panic around it. I definitely do still have some like, oh my goodness, like no one's going to love me. No one's going to value what I do. But I can feel and I can see that that's quite literally the exact opposite of the truth. So my inner child's hoping that you love me more now. Oh my goodness. And my soul knows that you do. Anyway, I'm going to head in, drive back to our place right around the corner, and put out this episode. And this has been just such a pleasure to just like start to speak my truth even more. And I'm excited for the vlog. I'm excited for everything that's coming. And I'm excited to own and feel more of my offerings. I have a 2-week activation that I'm laying down the that I'm laying down the email sequences for. It's like the opening and some context and a session, and then like a closing ceremony. And it feels really, really, really good. And then like 3 month and 11 month containers. And it just feels really, really good to be in the energy of this and to feel myself stepping into this more and more. And I also feel this like this hesitation and this like, oh my goodness, like it's not quite there yet, or I can like feel really, really, really embodied in all of this, but it's like it's right on the precipice, and it feels good to be right on the precipice. It feels good to just continue to choose to stand by my offerings, to continue to choose to be, to just follow the energy in my business, to continue to check in with Bergeyal and with kind of just the intelligence of Indivinus and with leaders of the second paradigm, like our mastermind that I'm co-creating with Miriam. Like we're really in it, in the very fine tuning of our articulations and understanding of what's really here and what's being asked of us, and understanding our soul's messages and kind of just pulling it through and being in this really like slowly unfolding place. And it's such a journey. Oh my goodness, such a wild ride that I'm excited to talk about more. I'm excited to be even more brave to share my story. And I'm excited to be brave enough to articulate the pieces of me that I'm least excited to share. Because I know ultimately the things that I'm least excited to share and that I'm most terrified to share are the very like keys for people to where this isn't just like Miriam and I are special, so we're doing this. It's like Miriam and I are human beings, and you can feel that and see that in our experience and know that like your challenges and all the things that are there in your path are like also overcomable. Like I know ultimately like when we relate, then we can all move forward together. But if like we're putting ourselves on a pedestal, whether it is subtle or whether it's of my creation or of like anyone who's listening's creation, the more that I can like break down the pedestals and the ideas that like I'm anything special, the more that I know we'll actually be able to create connection. And the more that we're actually able to create connection, the more I know that we'll like be able to talk and like relate and move forward together and co-create the future. And if there's work for us to do, we'll do it. So I'm excited to just continue to put things out. And I'm not 100% sure when the vlog's going to be coming out. I may literally have this realization again next week. And if that embarrassing possibility arises, then you guys will be the first to know. But until then, thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.